All of the psychiatric disorders can sometimes be seen after different disasters, but the disorder that's most commonly associated with disaster and other kinds of trauma is called post-traumatic stress disorder, a disorder that requires, first of all, that the person have a qualifying exposure to a traumatic event, which is defined as a threat to life or limb. And then there are symptoms that follow, including things like intrusive memories or flashbacks or bad dreams and avoidance and numbing of emotions and hyperarousal responses like trouble sleeping and trouble concentrating.
After a disaster, you have people immediately treating physical problems, and they can deal with that pretty quickly. Can you diagnose a mental health disorder as fast?
If it's pre-existing, yes. PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder, by definition cannot be diagnosed until at least a month, because most people have some post-traumatic symptoms after being exposed to a major traumatic event, and it just takes time for the dust to settle and to see who's going to have a problem and who's going to get over it.
So what can you do immediately then after the disaster?
Well, immediately what people mostly respond by doing is providing an intervention called psychological first aid, which is really a very common sense humanitarian set of interventions in which you keep people safe, you reassure them, you help them understand what's going on, you help them problem solve, you help them find resources, and you make them comfortable.
Who's most likely to have this kind of mental health disorder?
Women have twice the likelihood of getting PTSD as men, and pre-existing psychiatric disorder, which about doubles your likelihood of developing PTSD after a disaster.
Well, I get the idea of a pre-existing condition, but why women?
Nobody knows that for sure, but women develop more depressive and anxiety disorders in the general population, and PTSD has a lot of symptoms of similar types as part of it, and so it's not that surprising that we see it more in women.
What was interesting about some of the findings in your study, you're basically saying that most of us will undergo some type of mental health trauma in our lives?
Most people will be exposed to a traumatic event, which is a threat to life or limb, in our lives at some point.
And do most people then, as a result, experience some type of mental health disorder? Is the ratio that strong, or is it fewer still?
It varies based on the type of trauma that you experience and your level of exposure. So there are certain kinds of traumatic experiences that have very high rates, such as being a prisoner of war, being tortured, very high rates of PTSD. Personal assaults, rapes have pretty high rates of PTSD as well. Maybe about half of women who experience that may develop PTSD. In disaster, I studied the survivors of the Oklahoma City bombing and people who were on the upper floors of the World Trade Center on 9/11, and about a third of those groups developed PTSD.
What has been the response to your study? Because the first thing that occurred to me, I thought, now, I bet some people are going to start talking about money, resources, we don't have the budget to provide the immediate help.
People have been talking that way for a long time. Hopefully it made people think a little bit more. But certainly our article has a bearing on resources and how to distribute them, because resources can be scarce in a disaster setting.
Hmm. So what do you hope will come out of this then?
I hope that it will help people think clearly about those precious resources and the best way to distribute them to help the most people. For example, if somebody has a psychiatric disorder, they need treatment and they should be identified and referred to treatment. If somebody doesn't have a psychiatric disorder, they likely are distressed by what they went through. And we have different interventions, such as psychological first aid, that are appropriate for distress. So the right resources for the right problems.